Okay, we will start with our first driver of post-race NASCAR Xfinity Series here at Pocono Raceway, and that is Ross Chastain, also the winner of the NASCAR Xfinity Series Dash for Cash $100,000 prize. We'll open it up right to questions, and we'll start off. If you do have a question, click the raise your hand button. We'll start off with Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Ross, that was an intense battle between yourself and Briscoe there before that last caution. Once you got that last caution, did you feel like that was kind of your chance to get him back?
Yeah, for sure. We knew he was fast. I mean, you could tell he was faster. So, we tried to do everything right on the restart and still didn't win.
Thanks.
Next, we will go to Bob Hawkins. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ross, I mean, did you feel good about your chances or did near the end, or was Briscoe so strong throughout the race that you knew it was going to be tough to hold him off?
Different points, I thought, Bob, if we had clean air, we would be able to drive away from him, honestly. And then we just got looser and looser. I've never been so loose through a turn and not crashed throughout an entire race. So turn two was, obviously where we struggled the most, where he made the pass there. I was just hanging on, and he was able to take advantage of that, a little extra oomph to me. So, we just got looser and looser through there all day and couldn't make it any better. So that was the difference in my opinion.
Were you loose because the track was slick, or is it just the nature of these Xfinity cars that we saw a lot of people seem to get loose today?
Yeah, I was okay in turn one and turn three. Okay-ish, but turn two, I mean, I thought I was gonna crash all day, and then especially at the very end, so I was just hanging on. I think it was, our car had more grip than most, but yeah, these Xfinity cars are the hardest to drive out of the three series. There's no way around it. They have more power, less grip ratio, all that than the other two series. So they run looser setups, as far as the way the cars drive and the composite bodies, they're definitely the hardest to drive, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go with Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Ross, how do you feel after running two chaotic races today?
Yeah, I did not expect so many cautions today, for sure. Physically, I feel good. Mentally, right now, I definitely, I feel drained. Only the last lap and a half, man, it took it all out of me. I didn't drive by there and Chase went again and I was finished second. That's the mental side that's tough as a race car driver, because from the outside, and even for other race car drivers that were watching the race that weren't in it, they would say, man, Ross had a great day, led laps, good points, all that, 100 grand. Man, as a race car driver, it just tears you apart to lose one like that. So mentally, it's just tough to balance and then show up in the morning and be back at the shop ready to go. That's all we can do is just show up tomorrow and be ready. So sleep on the plane home, try to get some sleep tonight and be ready to go tomorrow.
Thank you.
Next question will come from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey Ross, understandably your frustration mentally, but what does it do for you as a driver and as a team for Colic Racing to get $200,000 in your pocket now?
Yeah, with three, with AJ winning one himself. So, yeah, I mean, man, once I get out of this little slump I'm in right now of doom and gloom in my head, I know how good all this is and how much it does help. But don't mistake Colic Racing for a small team or underfunded team. Matt Colic and the Colic company support us above and beyond. NutriNext Solutions supports us above and beyond. It's unlike, any Xfinity team that I've ever driven for full-time. And Matt doesn't, he's not afraid to say it. He puts a lot into this team and he wants to see results, and that's why he wants us to go trophy hunting. So with all that pressure, it's all the resources we have at RCR, being on campus, our own resources as well. It's tough to come short, but yes, I know how good of an opportunity I'm in right now, and days like this will carry a long ways. And that money will as well for the whole team and morale. Everybody gets bonuses. Everybody gets more money to take home, splurge, spend it on their kids, spend on their dogs, whatever they want to do, just more, you know, I mean, money rules the world, right? So it just makes everybody feel better.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Ross, I know that maybe it's a little bit challenging to kind of look ahead, but obviously going to Indianapolis this coming week under the road course. And I'm curious, how have you prepared for that since nobody's been on there? And obviously, how different will that weekend be because you guys will have practice sessions coming up?
Yeah, I don't know. We've been the joke at college racing is that we're all just going to not even practice, sit in the garage. We've been so good without it. But no, AJ Allmendinger has definitely led that charge with our, like, for drivers to drive the simulators. He's built out our setups and what we should feel on those rigs with Team Chevy and RCR. So he's definitely led the charge. Penske practiced there with Benedetto, so they sent out, you know, a one lap video where the audio doesn't line up with the data, and it's all funny how it all works out, but watch that and then get there and just try to take it all in and adapt. That's the biggest thing that will make AJ so much better and will make Austin Cindric so much better. They can just adapt because running on a road course feels natural to them, where guys like me sure doesn't. So just trying, for me, just adapting all weekend will be key.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, Ross, that's it. I appreciate the time, and good luck next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Sorry to be doom and gloom. I'm trying to be happy, but man. Thanks.
Thanks, Russ.